Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Truth to Power show, and my name is Beverly D. Tonight I have my good friend Chance Pisces. Chance is a very talented psychic, and so he's going to answer some of your questions tonight, and he's also going to talk about protecting your energy. And Chance is a very gifted psychic, so this should be very interesting. And it's always good to talk to Prince. It's always good to talk to Chance. He is one of those up-and-coming bright stars. I'm going to pull my guest up. Chance, are you there?
Hey, Beverly, it's Chance.
Hi, great to have you on tonight.
It's great to be with you today. I can't believe you almost called me Prince, though.
I know.
You know what? People actually used to tease me. I don't know, when I was little, because they used to compare me to a little Michael Jackson / Prince. So, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, I see you more as a Prince than a Michael Jackson.
I take that as a compliment.
Yes, it is. I mean, Prince is just gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
Now, you're going to talk about, before we take the phone calls, and you can call in at 347-215-8041. That's 347-215-8041, and you can press the 1, and that way I know that you want to talk to Chance. But before we get into the phone call, you're going to talk about protecting your energy. What is that about?
Oh, yeah. See, a lot of people, you know, I cannot express this enough, but we are all individuals, and we hold energy inside of each of us, okay? We have an energy field. This energy field, we cannot see it. But it is our life force, and it's what keeps us alive. It's what allows us to connect with other people. It allows us to smile. It allows us to cry. It allows us to open our hearts and minds and to interact with humanity as a whole. There are people who don't have the brightest intentions towards others. And there are some people who want to dim your light. There are people that want to smother you. There are people who want you to live a world of chaos and dysfunctional, reality such as them. And we have to learn how to ground and protect ourselves. And this is something that we're not taught, and it's very important that we learn how to do this. If we don't learn how to do it on a physical level, and we are trying to become spiritual beings and trying to connect with what we call God, or, you know, we're trying to live a great life, but we're not trying to be exposed by people who might not have the brightest intention towards us, you know, people that might want to get us addicted to drugs or bad toxic environments or activities to lower our vibration, then you will expose yourself to spiritual beings, yes, spiritual beings that are unseen to the physical eye, that will be able to have control over you. And it's very important when we wake up in the morning or before bed, that we actually ask and visualize that there is a white light surrounding us. This white light is the signification of God's protection, the universal protection, and our inner power and shield, and our incredibility that we possess inside of us, that nobody, well, I won't say that nobody wants to see, but that some spirits, you know, there are different levels of spirits, you know, as far as people who are alive walking among us don't want you to reveal. And it's very messed up that the world will be like that. But we have to take a deep breath, and we have to just, it only takes a minute, just close your eyes and say, today I want a white light of the Holy Spirit, or I want the white light protection around me, and any negativity or anything that is not of God, that isn't of my best interest, be repelled. And we have to learn how to protect our energy, especially when it comes to relationships, when it comes to friendships, when it comes to people in the in our job, when it comes to work. We can't allow our heart to be open, hoping for someone to heal it, hoping for someone to fix all our problems, hoping for somebody to fall in love with us. Are you there, Beverly?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm taking
there was
it
a
all
lot of,
in.
I heard a lot of static or noise.
Oh, did
back.
You?
Yes.
Do you still hear it?
Not anymore. But,
okay.
But basically what I was saying is, when it comes to protecting your heart from interacting with others, for those that they have their heart chakra, their heart area open to anyone, you need to know who you're connecting with, because there are a lot of deceivers walking around us that are just ready to smash your heart, ready to take a piece of you with them. So, you know, I know a lot of people that are going to be calling in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of questions about so-and-so, and there's going to be a lot of people who are trying to heal themselves because they've been disrespected on an energetic level. Their power has been taken away from them, and they've been shattered. So that's what we're talking about today.
And people also have to be careful who they sleep with. Because you're talking about energy.
Yes, and, you know, that was on my mind, but I didn't know if I wanted to go there or not. But, yeah,
uh-huh.
Even when it comes to, you know, connecting, opening up your heart, even, you know, there are some people, you know, oh, well, you know, yeah, I wanted love, but it didn't happen to me. My heart's got broken. I just want to have fun. You know, it doesn't exist to me. You know, you can have a one-night stand with someone, and while you're exchanging that body energy, you are actually becoming a part of that person, your thoughts, your emotions, your self-esteem. You know, if you're not grounded and you're not in control of, you know, doing what you do, you know, compared to, you know, what role you're playing in, you have to be in control of, okay, I got this, and, you know, I'm in charge. You know, this person ain't controlling me just because I'm changing or becoming physical and intimate with someone on that sexual level. You can't just let them do you and turn you over and, you know, just do multiple things to you in any type of way that they want to. You have to know there's something called sex magic, which is energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know about this, Beverly, don't you? Sex magic.
Yes.
But basically, sex magic is nothing more than, because I know a lot of people, when they hear that word sex magic, they're like, what the hell? Well, sex magic is nothing more than a person having the intention, you know, and a lot of people don't think about this, though. But let's say you met with a random guy or a random girl. Okay, you're thinking, oh, I'm attracted to them. Okay, you know, I'm about to get me some. You know, this person can be having sex with you and can be calling you all types of disrespectful shit while they're having sex with you. They could be fantasizing about their ex. They can be fantasizing about someone else. And all of that stuff, you know, while they're doing that to you, you're probably like, well, so Chance, like, what are you trying to say? You know, everybody fantasizes. But basically, when they're putting that energy onto you and they're thinking those thoughts, whether or not you know it or not, they're actually casting a spell on you. And it carries over to new relationships, new hookups. They're going to look at you in the image. It's so weird, but they will look at you and perceive you as that person, whatever that person was trying to project onto you. That's how they're going to see you. They're not going to see you for who you truly are or what you truly are seeking. They're going to look at you as a promiscuous, slutty, don't care about him or herself, and I'm just going to take advantage over you, and all you're good for is just this. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. And that's how come, you know, some people get involved with people and they're like, you know, why do they treat me that way? You know, they know I care for them, but it's like they don't have any control over their emotions and their reactions, because it just feels like that other person has more of a control. And like you said, they could be sitting there having sex with you and calling you all kind of sluts and everything like that. That energy is going into your vibration. Or they could be sitting there, just like you said, thinking about somebody else, and you could just be feeling inferior, you know, and you wondering, why am I feeling like this? Why I'm not, you know, getting this good feeling, because they're sending their energy somewhere else.
Exactly. And also, not only that, but you start to become whatever they are projecting onto you, whether or not you know it or not, and start going crazy. And, you know, I'm trying to get this person's attention, and why aren't they acknowledging me in the way that I want them? This is crazy. It wasn't supposed to be this way. It was supposed to be just for fun, but for some reason, I can't get enough of this person. You know, you have to snap out of it. You're in a trance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, this is important for us to protect our energy. You just cannot allow your energy field to mix with someone else's, especially when you don't know if they have the best intentions for you. You know, people that want to have their own businesses, you know, become an entrepreneur or have a healthy relationship or have this amount of money, you know, when you are, you know, you're positive, but if there's someone around you who doesn't want you to succeed and they're close to you and you're just telling them all your plans and ideals, then it's possible that they can actually set you back.
Exactly. And it's important, too, that when you, like, have partners or you're going to partner with someone, it's very important how you choose your partner.
So give us an example, you know, what would you say, you know, as far as...
I mean, it's just like you saying, you got to be able to know what kind of energy that person is dealing with. Because if you got a partner here and y'all going into business together and you got one idea and their whole thing is, yeah, I'm riding with you, I'm seeing this, but my ultimate plan is to is to have everything or outdo you. It, you know, you're not vibing on the same energy level.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, you
and
know,
so it's just the same way as a partner in the bed or a business partner, or you know, it's all about the same.
I agree, and it happens. You know, it's on any area of your life, sexual, physical, spiritual,
mm-hmm.
business, health. You have to protect your energy. You have to know where you stand at, and you got to make sure they match up to you. Pretty much like Beverly said, you know, I was in the mall a couple of months ago, and I was going there to visit a good friend of mine. And anyway, she introduced me to the coworker, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, you're gorgeous!" And they were trying to set me up with someone. And the store manager of this store, she said something to me that I will never forget. But it was the first time I heard it. She went, "Oh no, I don't think that, you know, he should date, you know, this someone. You know, I think that he needs to date someone that looks like him." And I went, "What? That's the first time I ever heard that." She was like, "Yes, you're gorgeous, honey. You are stunning. And you don't need to get with someone who don't match up to your expectations. You shouldn't have to settle for less. You shouldn't have to be with someone who might show you a lot of attention, but yet they're not doing nothing with their life. Date somebody that looks like you," meaning that that is trying to succeed in every area. It doesn't have to be identical, but in some way, you know, that is on the same level energetic-wise. And, you know, these are things that delay us. You know, there are some people who are still stuck in divorce, still stuck in, "Oh, he cheated on me." But you already knew deep down inside of you that there was something inconsistent about this partner that you were dating, this lover that you were dating, but yet, you know, the worms, you know, the can of worms came out eventually, and it backfired on you. It was temporary, and pretty much they have lowered your energy field. You know, you had dreams to go to school. You had dreams to, you had a promotion. But you didn't take that promotion because it was in another city, just because someone was holding you back and you thought you were doing them a favor. But all along, there are some people out there who do manifest themselves as lovers, and they already know that deep down inside they're not the one for you. But they're just enjoying the ride because they enjoy your interest.
And that's true. That is so true.
So, you know, I'm curious to hear, you know, some of the conversations that we're going to have today, you know, over the phone line, because love, romance are my favorite.
Okay. Well, I'm going to open up the lines. And, again, if you want to talk to Chance Pisces, you can call 347-215-8041. That's 347-215-8041. And my first caller is area code 678-522. Are you there?
Hi, dear. How are you doing? I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
It's a pleasure. The question I have tonight is, I'm working towards finishing my doctoral study and I'm working on my last section. I may have a tough time to get it done, and I would like to have it done by June before I run out of money, and I'd like to know, do you see me getting that done by then?
Wow. Okay. What I actually saw playing out for you is, I know that you're rushing and you're trying to make everything stable and accomplished, but what I end up seeing is I do see you succeeding, but I see you taking an alternative, because you're going to end up having to take an alternative towards the end. There's going to be, I feel like there's certain credit, like I don't know the whole details though, but there's certain credit or certain class or amount of time that you have to have in order to succeed, to get what you want. You know, so you can move on. But what I actually got April, and I felt like it was April because they're gonna end up working with you, and I saw there being like some morning classes or some type of small classes. You know, they're very short, mini classes that you're gonna be able to do to finish up, but it's just gonna be on a later time. But you do end up getting your credit.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not gonna end up having to do this all over again, like, you know, next year or whatever. You're going to do it. You just keep your head up high, keep the intention, and do your best, because the professors already know that you're giving your all, and they really like you. So they believe in you. So I absolutely do see it going somewhere.
Okay. So you say you actually see me being done in April?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
So use your energy. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Again?
Okay. I say use your energy.
Okay.
Use it as a force field.
Yes, see it and feel it and know in every cell of your being that you already are living the reality that you crave, and send that out there regardless of what's not going right. Focus on what is right and what you're doing to make it right.
The law of attraction, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Thank you both. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Okay, our next caller is 720.
Hi.
Hi,
this is
your question.
Kansas, you know.
What's your name?
My name's Jane, and I'm calling from Kansas.
Okay, and what's your question?
I just wanted to find out. I'm thinking about starting a nonprofit where I can give food and financial support to people and their pets to help them through these tough times. And I'm trying to figure out if I should do it in my hometown where I was born or if I should do it where I'm currently living, because I might move away from where I'm currently living. I'm just not sure right now. Do you see anything with that?
I do. I think it's going to happen sometimes around July. And it's definitely in the summertime. And when you were saying the nonprofit, I definitely saw you doing, you know, a lot of charity work and giving away a lot of food and a lot of things. A lot of this nonprofit, this idea that you have in mind is actually going to help. Actually, you know, it's open to anyone, but I really see it helping a lot of kids who been abandoned or they don't have enough food. That's what I really see happening. But there's a guy that's going to play a part in this, and it actually seems like it's almost like a love interest, too. Maybe it hasn't manifested yet, but there is a Frederick that ends up coming in and that ends up helping you with this nonprofit.
And it's not in the city
that you're in, because you do end up relocating, though, but it's not outside of the state even, but it's not where you're at.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about my hometown where I was born and everything and raised, and I thought that might be good just because that, you know, was my birthplace and gave a lot to me, but in that area. So, I'm pretty excited about it because I've been here in my hometown for about 10 days taking care of my mother's estate, and the first few days I took a huge amount of canned foods down to a place in town that they have a day shelf, and I stocked their day shelf, and there were so many people there that I went off and bought more and brought it back because I just felt like, oh, my God, I didn't feed everybody, you know?
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
I want to make it work, you know?
Yeah, and that's one of your callings, and eventually you're gonna end up. This is gonna end up opening a door into what is it called?
Philanthropy.
I don't want. Huh?
Philanthropy.
Yeah, but also not just that though. But I don't want to use the word sheltering, but it almost seems like you were gonna end up getting into. Something related.
Oh, like the homeless shelters or something?
Well, no, more like foster care.
Oh, okay. That could be. I never have children. I'm 52. And I thought about that, actually. I thought that might be something good to do. So I'm just actually trying to cultivate it right now since it's the first of the year. So, yeah, I just thought I'd call in tonight and see if you had any thoughts, and I do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate you.
Yes, and the divine is always speaking to us. So take action, run with it, and if it's meant to be, then God will bring the resources and the people to make it come true. And that's been my reality, and that's my inner truth and spiritual wisdom that I want to deliver to everyone that's listening.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, thank you so much tonight, and God bless you both. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
I'm taking it.
Okay, the next caller is area code 248987.
Hi, this is Carol in Michigan.
Hi, Carol.
And I want to thank you for this opportunity. My question today is, I became a Reiki master, and I'm a practitioner and teacher of Reiki. And right now I do volunteer work with support groups and senior housing, things of that nature. I really just don't know where I'm going to go with it as far as locales where I actually set up shop and have my table and materials right there. I have to be mobile. And it's hard for me to know. I'm used to living by the ocean and the long-term dream, which, you know, I'm retired, so long-term wouldn't be that long away. I don't know whether to stay here in Michigan or just wanted to see what insight you had on that.
I actually saw you going to Washington.
Okay. I've heard someone tell me that a while ago, but I just didn't. I haven't been. I don't know anyone there. So would it be something that I was recruited for?
Well, you know, when you just asked the question, I just got Washington, but I really feel like it's going to be your own personal decision. It's going to be a part of a spiritual journey. And, you know, it's very interesting that you said Reiki because, you know, I got a lot of holistic health around you. So, you know, I feel like you'll end up doing something holistic besides the Reiki as far as herbal or holistic medicine is concerned. And it's going to end up bringing you towards that direction. But also... Give me a second. But also, even though you're a Reiki master, you're on a spiritual journey to help yourself. And I feel like there's certain things with your own personal well-being that you've been trying to heal, trying to work on better. And it's just a part of, it's all connected to that. So it's just a part of, it's what's in the cards for you.
Okay, so it's for me, I was thinking I was more into servicing other people because all my life that's what I've done, to serve others. So this is part of this is more for me to heal myself.
Yeah, pretty much. It's self-discovery.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
All right.
Okay, we have area code 601983.
Hello?
Yeah. What's your name?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lena. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hey,
okay,
welcome.
Arizona.
Hi, Chance. My question tonight is what you're saying was so on with what I'm trying to do in my life. Everything that was negative, everyone that was negative, I put it back in 2012 and didn't bring it into the new year.
Okay.
So what I am trying to accomplish has me dealing a lot with my family. And even though they're family, I know family can pull a lot of negative energy into you also.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, for the coming year, I got big plans with my mother and trying to bring the family together as a whole so we can be closer. We are a large family and we spread all over the place. I want to know if you see anything coming together, working out.
When it comes to your family?
When it comes to my family.
Oh. Wow. Well, I'll be honest with you. You are definitely dealing with some energies in your family that don't want to see things your way. They don't want to react in ways that you expect them to react. And this is something that you're going to have to be okay with and deal with it with yourself. But you know what? I actually got something more deeper. Got something more deeper around you when you were asking that question. I got a lot of financial issues around you when it comes to money.
Always.
And you're gonna end up having to save yourself and dig yourself out of this hellhole because you're dealing with a lot of people who aren't reasonable. You can't reason with them. And not only that, but I get something else more around you. I got a love interest around you that comes and goes. Might not even be official. And then something else I got around you were kids. They might not be yours, but definitely someone that you were around. I just get a lot of scattered energy around you, and I just feel like you got too much going on. So can you validate any of this so we can continue?
Yeah, I can. You said something about the kids.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take custody of two nephews that my mom can no longer take care of. I'm trying to relocate to be near them, to be near her and have her.
Yeah.
Got a lot of personalities in my family that have a lot of issues. I have a sister bipolar schizophrenic, and, I'm sure that's never going to happen.
Yeah, so basically you have to get yourself, you have to create a heaven out of this damn hell. You do. I'm sorry I have to put it that way. And, you know, you do get the custody of the kids, and I see that around late fall. Yeah, late spring. The custody of the kids do need to be yours because I was sisters and kids, but for some reason I didn't feel like they were biologically yours. That's why I said I don't feel like I was unsure if they were yours or not because I didn't feel like they were. But the kids definitely do come forth to you, and you're gonna end up having to become independent. So there is love in the cards for you. As well, and also, I see you getting into financing, accounting, banks, getting into that type of work.
Can you repeat that, please? You see what?
I see banks,
attracting dating, something like that coming up for you in this year?
Very interesting. I'm trying to finish up my business and accounting courses now. Get my degree.
Repeat that again.
I'm trying to finish up business and accounting courses right now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a caller at area code 956-456. Are you there? 956 area code?
You're going to scare them, Beverly.
Okay, let's see about 951. 285, are you there?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Can I have just like a general read, please, see what's going on around me a little bit?
Well, you know, I prefer a specific question to get to the point of it, though, but
all
one
right.
thing I felt...
Okay. How about love life?
Okay. Well, first of all, I feel like you need to let go of whoever isn't paying you attention. Someone that I do feel is past interest, past related, someone that's been around you for a while, that you're hoping and focusing. I just don't think that's going to work. But
Chris?
I do think that, huh?
Is his name Chris?
I mean, that's the person that you're focusing on and hoping that things will develop. So, yeah, that would be the present person that you have your eye on. But you really should let go of that one because Chris isn't going to come around. But that shouldn't be a downer for you because, you know, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. But let's see. You're going to have to wait for a while, but there is a love interest that does come in August. And This has to do with a trip that you end up taking because I do feel like you end up I'm not sure if I'm going to call it a move, but it is a temporary trip. But you're staying there for a while. You go somewhere else and you do meet a love interest around August. That's all I can tell you. You know, sometimes it's specific, sometimes it's not, but that's just something that pops up.
Oh. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Now, Chance, earlier you were talking about protecting your energy. And so can people use crystals and things like that to enhance their energy field?
Oh, yes. You know, I talk about this so much, you know. I talk about it so much that sometimes I just feel like, why don't people just, you know, this is important. People should just know this when they come into life, though. But, you know, there are governments, there are, you know, certain people in the world that don't want, that, you know, certain, what would you call them, matrix, or, you know, there's certain people in the world that don't want you to know the truth about, you know, your birth chart, astrology, all that stuff, who you are. But, yeah, everybody should have crystals, because crystals, which are gemstones, what's that sound, Beverly?
I don't know. I don't hear it on my end. Is
okay.
It static?
It was, but not disappeared. It just disappeared.
Okay.
But basically, yes, crystals are, what would I call them? They are tools of God, is what I would say. And crystals are located in the very center of the earth. And, you know, through certain eruptions that have happened, you know, they have surfaced their way up to the land, on ground. And pretty much, you know, people, they sell them. And these crystals, you know, they actually have the energy. They hold a certain vibration. And they're different colors, and each color represents something. And crystals, you should go out to, you know, a metaphysical shop or to, you know, a jewelry store and look for gemstones and get a book so you can read up on gemstones and find one and feel them and hold them in your hand and feel and find one that connects with you, one that makes you feel good inside. Because crystals can actually enhance your intuition. It can protect you and ground you, help adjust and make your health better or pain that you're having. There's been miraculous different types of things that happens when people are interacting with crystals. Is that something that you usually do?
You're asking me, is that something I usually do?
Yeah.
Yes, I have worked with crystals, I like to run them on the cold water to recharge them. I like to put them in the windowsill so they get the energy from the sun and the moon. The crystals can be used to help with the healing energies. So, yes, I really like working with crystals.
See, you've been more exposed to them. I've had them before. I slept with them under my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
They've been given to me as gifts before. I've worn them as necklaces, carried them in my pocket, and they were to ground me, to help me with my psychic reading, or to protect me from negative energies. And, you know, I was always told, oh, leave them by your window, and you know, people actually say charge. They will charge, mm-hmm. you know, charge your crystals. I'm like, what are you talking about, charge your crystals? I didn't know this was a cell phone. But basically, they were saying that the sunlight or the moonlight activates them. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that's, you know, this is information for me, too. This is important. We need to know.
Well, you know, we're talking about energy. And so when you put them in the windowsill, you picking up that energy from the moon. You're picking up the energy from the sun. And so they are energy. They come from the earth. And so, you know, and they enhance your energy. So it's dealing with energy. A lot of people use them, like you say, when they're reading because it helps enhance your energy. And so I like working with crystals.
That's cool. Are you aware of, you know, what the sun or the moon signifies or when it comes to charging the crystals? I mean, I don't. That's why I was asking.
Well, I mean, I don't. I like cold water. I like putting them under the water. You know, you're dealing with the elements here. And I know moons have a certain energy. I know sun has a certain. They both have different vibes here. And so you want to get those different vibes. Some people like to take their crystals and plant it into the earth. And they get an energy from that. So it's all energy. And you're getting different kind of energy. Like my energy is different from your energy. One crystal energy could be different from another crystal energy. They come with different shapes, different sizes, different colors. I mean, it's all dealing about the different energy.
Very interesting. You know what I like? See, I like lighting incense and creating, you know, a space in my room, close the doors, lights off, play some meditation music, play a recording of a rainfall, some birds, and, you know, just light some candles and do a meditation or a visualization of how I want my day to be or this week. And that stuff right there lifts my vibration. And, you know, any stress or any limitation that I have, I visualize it. You know, I might write it down, you know, on a piece of paper and burn it. And that's how I, you know, I restore, you know, I overcome my limitations by doing rituals of, of diminishing them, you know, in my mind's eye, and then being able to walk the walk as I'm being face to face with them. I know I can take them down because I got the gas, I have the oil, I have the motivation, I have the, you know, I have the fire running through every cell of my being to take it down.
Have you ever used a pendulum crystal as a pendulum? Where you can ask this certain questions and it can answer it?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's very interesting. And also, you can put the crystal over a person's chakra, and you can, you know, see how it reacts to, you can see if their chakra is closed or is it open, you know, depending on how it turns and twirls around. And you can really see the energy working with those crystals. We got a caller. I'm going to open up another line here. Area code 541.
Did you say 541? Is that me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, hi. Yeah, I've been listening to you talking about the crystals, and I like crystals too. So
yes.
That's good. Yeah. I wanted to ask a bit about if you could do a reading on my relationship.
Okay. I need your name and their first name, and if there's any particular question, ask that, yes.
Mm-hmm. My name is Annalisa. His name is Paul. And is this something that's going to work out? And when will we see each other?
Well, you could have just said, is this going to work out? This is definitely going to work out, and you guys are going to end up seeing each other in March.
In March?
Yes.
Wait that long. I was hoping it would be February, but yeah. Can you give me any more how this will be? Because he's in the middle of separation, and he's moving this weekend, found a place to move to, and there's a whole lot of drama on his end he has to go through.
Exactly. But, you know, makes sense why it wouldn't be February. He has too much going on. But, you know, tomorrow, pretty much in the 5 hours from now, it will be February. But, I feel like it's going to be good. He's going to need a fresh start. You know, it's like you're probably thinking, oh, what are you talking about? You know, we've been talking, communicating. Yeah, there's a deep connection there, but he needs room to breathe. He needs to detoxify his energy field and to get his mind, body, and soul together so it can be able to nurture you in ways that you want it to nurture you. And I think that he's been very sincere and genuine, and I think that things are going to go excellent. And I do think that there is a soul-to-soul, there is a deep romantic energy between the both of you. And I think things will be on a very slow pace because of separation. But overall, if you just, if you be there to interact with him like you've always been interacting with him, you know, through over the phone or however, you know, then he'll make sure that he'll give you the love and the attention that you need. Just don't brush things as far as let's do this, let's do that, you know, dreaming about the future, or you might scare him away. But other than that, I see nothing major or any loops or anything to watch out for or to beware of. No.
You don't see, you kind of broke up on me there. You say you don't see anything to watch out for?
No, I don't think that he's playing you or that this is something that's going to backfire. I think he's serious, but right now he needs you to be a friend, a good friend right now, but also more than a friend at the same time. He knows that there is a deep, friendly connection, and he can talk to you about anything. And that's why you two are going to work out, because you get each other.
Mm-hmm. So, well, how will it work with the different, we live in different states, so how will it work out in the end? Will I have to move there, or we can keep doing this long-distance thing for a long time, or?
See, that's the thing, dreaming about the future, trying to plan things.
Right, it's like it's on, you know,
It's going to happen on its own time, but eventually I see him asking you to settle in with him. And, you know, this is something that you can't say, oh, well, I don't see myself doing that right now. But when you get there, it will all make sense, because you'll see what is there to lose. What will you gain? So, yeah, there's opportunities there for you, not just for love, but there'll be opportunities.
Mm-hmm. For my photography business.
Exactly.
And other things, because I'm kind of a little stagnant where I'm living now.
Yeah.
Okay, caller. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Chance, tell them where they can contact you if they want for the reading.
If you would like to contact me for a psychic reading, please email me at the email address, chance, C-H-A-N-C-E, chance, Pisces, P-I-S-C-E-S, @gmail.com, chance, Pisces, @gmail.com. Yeah.
Right.
And you can contact me from there, and basically I do 30-minute sessions for the price of $45.
You. Okay, excellent. Okay, area code 727. Area
Hello?
Code 727, yes. You're on the air.
Oh. Hi, Chance. I was calling for a reading.
Hey, how are you?
It's Carrie. Hi.
Hey, Carrie. I remember Carrie. Carrie has been a very faithful and very good listener when I used to do my radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And I loved it. I loved hearing a familiar, I guess, student/friend of mine. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Chance always makes me feel so centered, and, like, you always have such good things to say. I love that whole thing you're talking about, creating a space in a room and meditating and burning, you know, creating that, you know, burning a piece of paper. I don't know. I liked what you said tonight. That was really good.
You
know, you always give me a good reminder of things I need to do. Yeah, so I'm calling. It's kind of actually funny because the last caller, I'm kind of having
a
similar
experience. Hang on for a minute. Hang on for a minute.
Yeah.
Do you hear that static in the background?
I don't. Yeah.
You hear it?
I
don't hear it on this end.
I hear it.
You do?
Yeah, and I heard it on the last call, too.
Can you still hear it?
Not anymore.
No, right now I don't hear it. It's gone now.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask your question.
I'm in a super quiet room, too. That's kind of weird. Must be the spirit. Right? Well, okay, so I called you before about my love life, and I'm going to call you again about it because, Chance, we're not talking at all right now.
What?
I thought
you were dating. Okay.
Yeah, like, we just not talking, and it's been going on for, like, almost, well, it's been a month, actually a little over a month now. We're just not, We're not communicating at all.
I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
What happened was, he did like you, and he does like
okay.
you. But he was forcing the connection of, oh, I'm so into you, and you're just so great. He was forcing that, almost somewhat faking it. And basically, I feel like he was trying to get over an ex. I feel like there is a female, previous ex, that has started to communicate, and that's when things started to fade away, and he doesn't want to explain himself. That was the first
okay.
impression I got.
Okay.
And any other questions?
Well, I mean, like, is it over?
Oh, God. See, this is what I'm talking about, Beverly. These people got to pretend they're seeing. But, okay, first of all, I think that if I was you, I would confront him. Meaning, I would write him a letter or leave him a voicemail and let him know how you feel and let him know that he needs to be upfront with you and honest, regardless of how painful you think it might be, that I don't like to be lied to, and I don't like to date cowards that just run, and they feel like they don't have to give me any type of explanation, you know? So I would just be upfront with him. And that way right there, you need to tell yourself, well, if he's worth chasing, then, you know, he needs to give me something. You know, I'm not dating a scared cat. Why would you want to be a part of someone that runs? You know, you need a guy that will be upfront with you, bold, direct. But,
yeah.
You know, intuitively, I feel like he will start back talking to you, but I don't feel like it's going to be the same like it used to be. I don't feel like it's going to be that deep connection because really, you know, when I feel his energy, it's not that he was faking, but he was definitely pushing his stuff to like you to get over the ex. And I don't know if he's ever had any conversations with you about his last previous relationship, but he was definitely trying to heal himself by using you.
Okay.
And everything was really, really positive. Everything was really, really great. And that's what I felt the first time when I read to you. Everything was just really, really good and great. And that's because
yeah.
that's what he was projecting. But now that, you know, you say, oh, there's a separation, you know, I can see why the communication has stopped. And it's because he doesn't have up the mask anymore. He's taken off the role. He's not playing a role anymore. And, yeah, there's nothing that you did wrong. You know, one day you talked, you had a conversation. You know, it was late at night. You know, you said good night, and the next thing you know, you ain't hearing anything else. And you're like, did I say something wrong?
So is he, like, seeing this woman again?
Hold on 1 minute. We have a minute left on the air. And for those of you that are listening, thanks for listening. We'll be going off the air. But the people that's on the telephone, you can still listen in. And I have another call after this. We will take that call. Go ahead. Continue. Chance.
So is he seeing this one, or he's using me to get over her?
I felt like it was, he liked you, but he did force it. He did force it and kind of play a role. But
okay.
I do think that he liked you, but he was never truly over who he is communicating with now.
So he's seeing this woman again?
Yes.
Okay. So he's dating this other person.
Yes. So email me you know, please. So
I'm just confused because the last reading you had saw that, you know, that it was going to lead to engagement and that we were going to be, you know, together. Like, that's why I'm really confused.
I know. I said that it was very positive, and that's because of all the things that he was projecting. And, you know, he was really happy for you and all this stuff. But when the S comes back in, if you don't protect your energy, you don't hold up your shield, and which you will regret it because it's not going to work out. You know, an S is an S. But pretty much, you know, you don't hold your shield. You know, if you don't hold your energy and you give your heart away to someone and you're trying to find someone to heal you, which is what he was doing with you, and then, you know, someone creeps back up, you know, from the past, and they have control over you because you haven't did your inner work, you weren't grounded, then, you know, they have you on a leash. You bark when they bark. And,
okay.
You know, as far as the engagement is concerned, you know, my question that I want to ask you was, and that was possible, and that was something that he was going to actually pull, even though it would have been very dangerous. You know, I don't see everything. But my question is, has he ever discussed to you about being engaged before in the past as far as him being concerned?
No.
Was he ever married or engaged?
I don't think so. I don't know. He's never said anything to me, Chan.
So, what were you two talking about? Did you ever discuss, you know, about his personal life, or was it always about you?
We had a few conversations, but it wasn't really about our past. It was more like, you know, just about current events, or, you know, we didn't really talk deeply about past relationships, or we were just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really want to give him, like, a heavy-duty interview. I don't want to be, like, a reporter, you know, like...
No, but when you're going on for a month, it's okay, especially if you feel like you're getting serious and you're developing feelings. You know, it's okay to start asking, you know, personal questions. I would want to know, you know, who I'm sleeping with or who I'm going to kiss. So.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But,
and she's an example of what we were talking about earlier with the different energies.
I feel like he is going to try to contact me again and come back.
Oh,
definitely.
He'll contact you. I just don't think things will be the same. But, you know, this is for you to experience. But I definitely do agree highly that he will contact you.
But what's his intention to contact me? Like,
what? To explain to you and to let you know that he's sorry. He's not a bad person. He's not evil. He does have a heart.
No, I know.
He's sorry
that he got back together with his ex?
And pretty much, well, to tell you that he's sorry how he just stopped communicating with you. Not, oh, I'm sorry that, you know, I got back together with my ex. He's more sorry towards how he ran away like a coward. Without giving you any type of fucking explanation. But Carrie, email me so we can talk about this deeper, and we gotta get to another call.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. We have one more call chance. Area code 706-348.
Hi Chance, it's Mary Ellen. How are you doing tonight?
Hey Mary Ellen. Welcome.
It's been a long time since I spoke with you. I am waiting to hear from a friend of mine in reference to, you know, his support in opening up a store, and I was wondering when I will hear from him.
Oh, I feel about within 2 weeks.
Yeah, he was just up here in November. Or the end of October, right around there. and he was going through some issues, and I was, has he resolved the issues, or is he still trying to?
I don't feel like he has resolved the issue, but I think you already knew that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you have very strong intuition.
Sometimes I wish I didn't.
I love you.
Wait.
Yes, I totally feel you. I totally feel you. But you should question him, and you need to make sure before you start business that all of these issues are resolved. You know, there's no ifs or buts or what ifs, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know that he's getting, I mean, his wife had passed away, and you know, about a year ago, and this has been a very, you know, it was the year January 3rd. And that's
yeah.
one of the reasons why I didn't push anything. And we didn't even talk business when he was up here. He spent a lot of time with my husband, talking with him. But I just, which I wanted him to do that because he doesn't know Bruce that well. But but I didn't approach it because I didn't feel that it was the right time to approach it again. So.
Oh, wow. Well,
you know what I mean? Because of the timing and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I understand that, especially when something had just happened. But I think it's okay if you were to mention it now, because I mean, you have the right to, you know, get answers and to get things moving.
Yeah, I've been very patient, and I'm getting antsy.
Well, if he doesn't come around, then you'll just have to do it yourself. I think you're just scared because you've never did anything like this before on your own.
Well, it's the financing. It's the money that's involved, and I just don't have that, you know, the wherewithal to do that. And I don't trust a lot of people, you know what I mean, when it comes
yeah.
to stuff like that.
And it definitely will happen. Yeah, but it definitely will happen. I got like 2 weeks. And I just feel like, you know, the only reason why, you know, there's been a whole lot right now, I just feel like he's out of town right now compared to where he usually is. I feel like he's out of town right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about something. When you hear things, you know, when you hear, I've been hearing like a lot of like, when I'm all by myself and it's quiet, I hear like, I don't want to say chattering, but
lots of mental sound on top of each other.
Yeah, it's like not ringing. It's not a ringing noise, and it's just like vibration.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's very normal. It's just spirit, angels, and guides around you, pretty much getting your attention, letting you know that you can hear them when you're quiet and when you're not thinking. It usually happens when you're laying down and your eyes are closed. You hear them, maybe even before bed. But basically, it's just one of those things. That not everyone in Kaya, many people probably don't even know what we're talking about, but the thing is you have to get some mediumship, and you're definitely in touch with spirit. You just need to learn how to activate it. And a lot of people that have to give with getting in touch with what I'm doing, you can do. And I'm sure that you can, you probably know that.
I don't think I would want to do that. I mean,
you don't want to?
Well, I mean, I used to see things. Visually, I would get like almost like in a trance. Like I would get extremely tired, and then I would have to lay down, and then I would hear like a freight train, or you know, and then it was like things were vibrating. It was just really, it used to scare the hell out of me, quite frankly, Chance.
Well, don't run from it. Acknowledge it and use it, and it could definitely help you, you know, as far as, you know, your career is concerned and who to trust
yeah.
and how to handle things. So, but Beverly, have you ever experienced anything like that, what she's talking about?
Yeah, I just feel like that she can communicate with the spirit world, but she has a block up because she doesn't want to.
It scares me a little bit.
Yeah, it's the fear.
Well, it's because when I was younger, I used to get a lot of visions, or actually would come to me in dreams, and I dreamt of my grandfather's death, my grandmother's death, of her losing her leg, and it would be like, or I would not, it wasn't just all bad, it's like, you know, like one time I dreamt this guy was dating, and I saw him, there was a blonde sitting on his ottoman in his apartment, and I knocked on his door, and there she was. And my mother was in the car with me, and I went back, and I told my mother, I said, I really wish I just wouldn't dream, because when I would dream vividly and in color, it would happen. I had the name of my ex-husband's mistress, and how many kids she had, and it would be like, oh, my God.
So, I mean, this is a gift, so why are you afraid of it? Why are you not embracing it?
I guess I'm just afraid that, you know, I'm going to see something really, really bad. And, you know, and I don't know how I would handle seeing something really, really bad. I mean, you know, I don't know. I, you know, maybe I just...
I mean, what do you call really, really bad? I mean, it's
like,
showing
you, know,
you...
It's like it's almost preparing me. It's like it came at points in my life where I needed... It was like it was almost like a... It was like it was, you know... preparing me for what I was going to see. But it was almost like, you know.
And so you saying, you, other words, you rather drive a car with blindfolders on than driving a car so you could see where you're going.
Wow, you're just, I like your savvy.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. I mean, you know, come on. That's a gift. Embrace it. And you also are, it's a medium. You know, you can communicate with the spirit when they cross over on the other side.
Maybe I just need to be surrounded with more people like you guys, and then I can just, like,
yeah,
feel more comfortable with it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's,
I,
yes.
My mother used to come in my room, and she says, Mary Ellen, what are you doing? I said, if I sleep in the middle of my bed, nobody can get to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, because I would see, like, things in the woods and things like that, you know, like,
mm-hmm,
but they would be like.
I mean, it's a gift. Don't, I mean, you're not supposed to be afraid of it.
Well,
my
mother used to tell me, don't talk about that.
Yeah,
but
that was because she was afraid, and she put that fear on you.
Yeah, yeah. She, you know, she's just, be careful what you say, because people will think that you're something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
I
anyway,
but I just feel like maybe you need to, you know, take you some classes so you can be around. That's why you have to be around like-minded people, and you know, take some classes. You know. Be around people that have the same gift that you have.
Yeah, so they can uplift your vibration. And, you know, the same thing used to happen to me. You know, I used to see a whole bunch of things when I was little, sleeping in my room, and they told me I was just afraid of the dark. There was nothing there. But I saw people. I heard whispers and things like that, and I used to be scared of it because I didn't understand it. But, you know, one day I went out and did my research early teen, and just started looking up everything that you needed to know about the paranormal, and it intrigued me, and it made so much sense. And, you know, if you feel like it's your calling, especially if you want to be a spiritual teacher, not just the psychic, not just the mediumship, but to get into the spirituality of it,
right,
you understand that there's nothing to be afraid of, and that this is just the cycle of life, and, you know, there is another realm that exists, and, you know, it's right among us. You know, this world that we live in, there's a higher dimension on top of it that we don't even see.
And some of us do see it, but we refuse to accept it.
Yes.
Subtlety is not your best, in, you know.
And I
say that in jest. I say that in jest.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to. I just want to wake you up.
Okay.
I think you should go on a website called meetup.com. It's free. And I think you should type in spirituality or new age or psychic or spirit or whatever. And you can actually find people, you know, local to you or a couple of minutes away. And they get together and they sit around a table and they have discussions about this. And, you know, maybe they can uplift your vibration. And who knows, maybe you'll be working, you know, in a candle shop or something, and you'll be teaching people about, you know, your journey, and maybe even writing a book and making money or what have you.
Well, I would like to, in the store, would like to, but Patrick is Jehovah, so you have to be careful about this one, but I would like to have a tea room and then have people, you know, off hours, you know, come in and do tea readings.
Mm-hmm. But you can't do it quietly. You can't open the door and say, whisper, come over here to the tea room. You're going to have to be out there. You're going to have to just be bold with it. Like, I have a tea room over here. Come over here. You can get a lot of enlightenment.
You know, I'm not too far from where you guys are. You're in Atlanta.
Yes,
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, you're in Michigan. Okay, well, I'm in. I'm not too far from Chance.
Where are you at?
I'm in the northeast mountains of Georgia.
Okay.
You in the mountains? That's excellent.
Yeah, and you know,
you get good air. Yeah, that energy is good.
Yeah,
well, email me. Maybe we can meet up for coffee or lunch sometime in the future, and we can talk about this.
This would be, that would be good, Chance, you know, because I'm not, like I said, you know, if you've ever come on up to this side, you know, like about an hour or so outside of Atlanta, heading straight up where it ends, you'd
like
be right here.
Stone Mountain area?
I'm sorry?
Like the Stone Mountain area?
No. You know where Dawsonville is? You know where 400 is?
Never even heard of it. Nuh-uh.
Well, you know, if you go up 400, you take, I don't know where you are in Atlanta. I don't know Atlanta that well. I only know how to get here.
Okay.
If you're taking, like, you're going to go towards South Carolina through Atlanta, downtown Atlanta, and you're,
mm-hmm.
and you're driving through, and then you see 400 North,
mm-hmm.
and you get on 400 North, and you come straight on up.
Yeah.
It dead ends directly into the town.
Wow. So you're like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Email me sometimes, though.
I will. I'll email you.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller. It was good talking with you.
It was good talking with you. And we will we will talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Chance, thank you, and I will talk to you again, and thanks for coming on. This was fun.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been exciting and humorous, so I would love to come back anytime. Talk to you soon.
All right.
And
okay.
Let's protect your energy, everyone.
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you, Chance. I don't know why Prince keep wanting to come pop out.
My God.
So something is going on. Some kind of connection is going on there with you and Prince. But again, thank you, Chance. Pisces.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Peace and love.